This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, what was hoped for back in late February became reality for coaches Candace Lewes and Phil Cole's South Panthers, and the sterling effort of IU-bound senior Ian Finnerty. Panthers for a second straight year, posting a top 10, finishing a ninth at state. Led by, of course, Ian Finnerty, and the spotlight certainly shining on him at the IU Natatorium back in late February. First Panther in 20 years to win an individual crown. He won not one but two events, the 100 breaststroke and the 200 IM, the first local athlete and only the fourth to win two titles in the same meet in 26 years. A former Panther who was pretty doggone good, South Manuel Guzman, was the last to do it in 1989. But he wasn't nearly done qualifying over spring break at the National Club Swimming Association meet down in Orlando, Florida. Ian secured a spot on Team USA under 18 men's team over in Ireland later this spring at the Irish Open Championships in Dublin. A brilliant four-time year career for Ian Finnerty. Scary good, the future of Panther swimming, both boys and girls. The coaches, the two-time state champion in our spotlight. Also a salute to four-time Conference Indiana and sectional diver senior Courtney McKean, and also her diving coach, former Indiana All-American Gabby Agostino will be joining us a little bit later as well. So it's time to make some big-time splashes in our sports conversation for a Tuesday. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's, everybody. Well, I tell you what, we were going to get you in. It didn't matter if it was Memorial Day, Phil Cole and Candace Lewes. And, boy, I tell you, along with our producer, Austin Thomas, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, on-site producers Joanna and Mike Lascott and all of our sponsors, indeed, welcome to this final day of March on a sunshiny 65-degree afternoon. And, Phil, another top 10 state finish, a sectional championship. You knocked off Columbus North, a two-time state champion, youngsters that are getting better and better with age. I tell you, the winter was anything but cold and raw for you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe, very much. It was a great season. It was fun. It was exciting. We had some questions at the beginning because we had so much youth, and we had some known quantities in Ian and Courtney, but we're real pleased the way it worked out towards the end.
Well, no question about that. You sent me some notes and quotes, and it was interesting to talk about this team, Phil, because in addition to all the school records you set this year, and there were 14, 13 qualifiers and competed at state. But, boy, there were a lot of youngsters, the freshmen and the sophomores. They got better, and really the flexibility of the team came to the forefront at the right time of year.
Yeah, we had, you know, sometimes you have a lot of people battling for spots. It's a good problem to have. And we certainly had that with the youngsters, and it wasn't just youth. We got a lot of good juniors and seniors as well, but it just created a really competitive training environment, and we had guys do things that we didn't dream they could do.
Well, let's go back to the sectional setting first of all, because that was a feat. I think anybody that follows the sport of high school swimming and diving, they know that Columbus North, well-renowned both on the girls' side and the boys' side, but interestingly enough, their reign, first time in 3 years, you walked away with sectional championship, and I tell you what, it couldn't have come at a better time, giving you momentum going to the state of the Natatorium.
Yeah, absolutely. They had beaten us 3 weeks before in the Conference Indiana meet, and really, they beat us. It wasn't that close. We would have hoped it would have been closer, but in that three-week time, our guys are very motivated to swim against them. They're a great team, but to a man, to a person, we were up for it from the start. You know, from the start of the meet, and we took it to them. We outperformed them on that weekend.
We refer to Candace Lewes and Phil Cole as the co-head coaches. Talk a little about that relationship. I mean, the Lewes family, and we're only going to hear more about the Lewes young lady, Mackenzie, up and coming. She's already kind of written partial script to her high school resume. But talk about the relationship, not only with Candace, but Gabby, the diving coach as well.
We have a great staff, and Candace and I have, you know, this is not something new for us. Candace and I have coached together in one manner or another dating back a long time, 20 years ago. She may not agree with that, but it's a great relationship. And obviously, Gabby, what she brings to the table and the rest of our staff, it's our goal is to help the kids get better and to provide an environment and a program that encourages excellence. We want them to have fun, but we also want them to achieve. And with our staff clicked really well this year, and I think that showed in what the kids did.
And Candace, you know, it's one thing to talk about it, but yet another to go out and do it. You had that great effort last year by the team, finishing sixth, and you came in with some high quality in certain individuals. But talk a little about how the team meshed, and we're talking about the boys now, throughout the winter, getting ready for the big show in Indy.
Well, the one thing about the boys is that they're competitive with each other and fighting for the spots. And because of the depth, they brought heart to practice every day. Every day they raced each other. They were good friends, and it really paid off in the end. They were supportive every day, day in and day out.
And, you know, there's an old saying, I don't care what kind of sport it is, Phil and Candace, you talk about, you know, how you perform in practice, that lay, you know, and then taking it to the field of endeavor or to the pool in this instance. This team really was exceptional and never a flaw in their training leading up to a big meet and or a big stage like the state.
Correct. There wasn't a day that somebody wasn't red in the face, hanging on the side of the pool, giving it everything, guts and glory. And I'll tell you, the younger kids coming in, the freshmen, they really made their statement. Some of those older kids were like, we really need to step it up, and we need to train, and we need to train hard. And I think that helped the entire team across the board.
Well, and you being close to the scene, and not only the mother and the wife of Ray Luz, who handles, and I might add, the Hoosiers, very formidable, with the women finishing 10th at the NCAAs and the fellas 12th. And here you have Mackenzie, a young lady that set a couple of records, school records, and the 500 free and 200 IM. She had four state swims. I mean, you got to just be that was extra icing on the cake, huh?
Yeah, wearing the coach and the mom hat is not always easy, as the coaching staff
sure
knows. But it was definitely a learning curve for both of us this year.
Well, I'll let the other coach talk a little about Mackenzie. I know mom sometimes, you know, and hey, she's to be as proud as anybody in her future. Mackenzie's future is out in front of her. But here she is, the sectional champ in the 500 free, which, I mean, she flat dominated, Conference Indiana champion. Talk a little about a freshman that hopped onto the varsity beat and left with a future out in front of her.
Yeah, Mackenzie came in from day one. I mean, she's very prepared before she stepped into the pool with the high school team. And she's able to train at a high level. She's able to train immediately with a lot of, you know, some of our better swimmers on the team. And we have different training groups, and the coaches work with different groups. And Coach Candace didn't really get a coach swimmer Mackenzie every day, and you know, it may have, that role may have fallen to some other coaches, but it was what she brought to the table in her competitiveness, and particularly in her daily work, was really good for our team. And the fact that she's only a freshman and we've got three more years, we're obviously looking forward to that.
You know, and I look at the roster, and there aren't a lot graduating in 2015. I mean, both boys and girls, it's exceptional. And as I mentioned earlier, it's scary, the future here. I mean, we're in the present and the near future of where this high school is going in the pool, both on the boys and girls side. I know they are in club, you know, swimming clubs and what have you, the Councilman Swimming Club. Talk a little about that influence and how it's maybe advanced their, I hate to use the word careers, because a lot of them will have that over the 3 years, but how has that brought them of age and given them the maturity?
When if they've been swimming with the club programs, as they all have, it's very hard to be successful at the high school level if you haven't swum at the club program. So if you look at our team and you look at Mackenzie's a freshman and Matthew Jordan's a sophomore and Chelina German's a sophomore, And these kids have made an immediate impact for us this year and last year. But they've been to their club state meets. They've been to regional zone meets. And so they've faced those pressure competitive situations before they ever walk into the high school. And so when you have that, it's one thing to come in and do the work, but it's the other thing to be prepared to compete at a high level. And I can say that, you know, they get to the high school state meet. Mackenzie's a freshman this year. You know, I think she was a little nervous, but she wasn't overwhelmed with nervousness because she swam in the pool tons of times. And Matthew and Chelina, the same way with them a year ago when they were there as a freshman.
Yeah, Candace, talk a little about Chelina German. And here's a young lady that qualified in the 100 free last year as a freshman. Okay, she's a sophomore. She did some remarkable things, sectional champ in the 50 and 100 free. Talk a little about her development and along the lines what Phil was just saying, the maturity growth from one year to another and practicing so hard and then taking that to the pool.
Well, Chelina brings... She excels at a high level in everything that she does, in the pool, out of the pool, whatever, she brings it. And her freshman year to her sophomore year was a dramatic difference in her training in the pool every day. And she likes to race, and she likes to go fast, and she did a lot of that in practice this year. And I think she surprised herself at the end of how fast she actually went.
Well, she likes to win, too, and that's important. We're talking Bloomington South Swimming, boys and girls, touching on a program that is already, written a lot of records, and we'll talk a little about those. And Bill Cole and Candace Luz joining us, and we'll be talking to Ian Finnerty and also some of the kids involved in the success story of 2015. When we come back, South Swimming and Diving. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Yeah, we're back, everybody. We're having a great conversation. We're live tonight from Yogi's Grill and Bar. It is Sports Talk. It is Bloomington South Swimming and Diving in our spotlight, joined by co-coaches Candace Luz and Phil Cole, the veterans that they are, with some unbelievable youth developing at an early age. And Phil, while we were away at break, and we finally came back live, but that's live radio, that's okay. Talk a little about the feeder system. We talk a little about grooming, future running backs and quarterbacks from Bachelor and Jackson Creek. How about the swimming programs, and talk a little about that process?
In Bloomington, there's two local club programs, Bloomington Swim Club and the Councilman Center team. And those kids, I mean, they're eligible to swim for these teams maybe at age 6, 7, 8 years old. And they're going to practice every day. I mean, when we're leaving South Pool every night after the high school practice, there might be 50 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids coming in with Bloomington Swim Club for practice, and they're practicing 3, 4, 5 times a week, and they're going to meets a couple times a month, and it's a full circuit for these club programs. And then, as we were mentioning, there's the middle school programs in Bloomington have kind of exploded. We're sitting here saying, well, there might be 150, 200 kids swimming on the middle school programs that feed into both North and South. And so that's the feeder system for us, are the club programs and the middle school programs.
Candace, obviously swimming's been a big part of your life. When was it easy for Mackenzie to, say, yeah, boy, take me to the pool, Mom. I'm ready to go.
Most days she didn't have a choice. It was just one of those where I walked behind her, and when she fell in, I'd grab her by the back of her shirt and pull her out. So since she's age 2 or 3, she's been toeing the deck.
You know, when Ian won the state championship, that was the 30th that Bloomington High School and South High School have fashioned out. That is 10th all time. So there has been tradition, and now to be continue that process and be a part of the tradition, guys, is heartening.
Yeah, we recognize the tradition of the school, and our mission is to keep it going, and right now, I think the future's really bright for that. We hope we get some more state championships, Joe.
Oh, I think they're looming, no question about that. Well, Candace, I want to ask you first of all about Ian Finnerty. I mean, a young man. I mean, we sat here last year with Nick Wonder, and Nick, you know, was he's doing well for Ray at Indiana in his freshman year. But talk about this young man, and, you know, we talked about the preparation in practice, but talk a little about the season and the career that Ian has had.
Well, Ian likes to race, that's for sure, and he's fun to watch when he wants to race and he wants to go fast. He, I think what he did this year at State opened a lot of guys' eyes at South.
Wow.
And I think they're looking at, like, I trained with this guy all year long, and, you know, I'm going to do something here with my career as it goes along. And what Ian did from the beginning of January, all season he worked hard, but the beginning of January he really became super, super focused, and he took those guys under his wings and became a leader and helped a lot of those younger guys progress. And so not only in the pool but out of the pool, Ian's come full circle. And he got what he deserved at the end of the season by what he did, winning two state titles and swimming fast.
That the effort that he had in the 100 breaths, we're talking at the state, 53-1, just a tick, if that, off a national high school record. How scintillating an effort was that in, and is that his favorite? I know he's flexible and he could do a lot of things, and he's shown that. He showed that at the national club event down in Orlando when he was on the board and everything. But talk about the 100 breaths and how it kind of suited him and how he attacked it.
Well, and he's a versatile swimmer, as you say, and I don't think Ian actually knew how fast he was going to go in 100 breaststroke. He's one of those, they're breaststrokers. A lot of breaststrokers need to train breaststroke day in and day out, and Ian's not one of those guys. Ian can train a lot of different things and still go fast. So, you know, we did a lot of different creative things with him as far as the breaststroke pulling and maybe some underwaters and that kind of thing, and he was just superb. If Tony Young, who's with Indiana Swimming, in his interview, or he was actually watching the race, and that last 25, Ian came off the wall, and all he could say was, wow, just wow, wow. And that was it. That's all he could say. He couldn't comment because he was so phenomenal in his underwaters.
Candace, for those novice folks that listening in don't know the difference, I mean, we're time-wise, that was the short course breast at State. Then he goes down to Orlando against high-quality, high-caliber period. Finishes third in the long long course. What's the difference in meters? Is there a big difference between the long course breast?
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely. It's a different mindset. It's a different race, even though it's a 100 breast, short course, long course. You have to swim it differently. And we don't have long course training available to us really in the wintertime.
Okay.
And what Ian went down to do and swim the long course, he did by training short course. So for him to be able to go, and he dropped a full second, I believe, from his time the end of last summer, which is phenomenal.
Well, he leaves, I tell you what, a 13-time state finalist, 8-time All-American, 7 Bloomington High School records. Phil, I don't know, there at one point in time, he held every record on the board. You didn't have any misspellings because you kept putting up the same name, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing to watch. I wish we could redshirt him or something. I'd like to have him back for another year. But yeah, I mean, it's a testament to his versatility. And the other thing is, it was served as a motivation to him. He wanted the records, and, you know, and I think a lot of people look at that and say, boy, I hope I want to really go for the record in this one event. And he wanted all of them. And so that really, I think, drove him a lot in his training. And as Candace said, you know, really throughout the season, but particularly, you know, after Christmas, I mean, he was really focused on getting those records and being fast. And again, he was so confident by getting them all, I think he was so confident by the end of the season that it was just it's hard to get him. It's hard to stop him.
Well, he's going to be obviously the future teammate of Nick Wonder at Indiana under Ray Lewis. But, you know, we talked about Manuel Guzman, and I had an opportunity to watch that young man grow up and develop into an outstanding All-American high school swimmer. And he took down 100 and 200 free records. He broke a couple of Nick's records, the 50 and 100 back. And I don't know if that that one he set in the 100 breasts, that may hang there for a while, but also the 200 IM, and that just shows you, we talk about the flexibility or the versatility of the young man, and he turns around after spring break, after the state meet when, you know, he could have stepped back a couple of spots and took it easy, laid on the beach. He went down and just tell us the impact that he had down in Orlando.
Well, he was on a roll.
I guess he was.
He didn't want the roll to stop. And again, I just think that he's really in the last year. I think even this summer. I mean, I don't coach him in the summer, but in the summer, he did so well, and it set him up for everything that he's done this winter. And he's swimming so fast, and he had this opportunity to go to Florida. And I just think he was riding the wave. But he also was confident in that the training that he had done allowed him to continue that effort, because there comes a point in time in swimming, because of the training, when you're at the end of the season and you start resting, there's, you can only stretch that out for so long. But he, because he's really did some amazing things in practice and was as physically in as good a shape as I've seen him, then I think that led to those results down there. It's really fun for him.
Phil Cole and Candace Luz, the head coaches of Bloomington South Boys and Girls Swimming, joining us tonight on Sports Talk. You know, Candace, we talk a little about Ian, and he always seemed wrapped up in the moment. I mean, there were no lulls. I mean, you don't see that a lot. I mean, you see it, you know, from time to time, and student athletes that want to be the best at their trait. But this is an exceptional young man here.
Absolutely. He knows more about the sport of swimming than a lot of coaches do. He lives and breathes it, and he's always on looking at some article and looking at the research. And so he's ahead of the game as far as what he wants to do and what he needs to do. He's ahead of a lot of his competitors.
You know, Phil, he didn't have Nick around this year, his senior year, obviously, with Nick doing as well as he did for Coach Luz out at IU. But that being said, you had another young man. We'll want to give him props, Matthew Jordan, who not too shabby either. He's only a sophomore, but they kind of drove one another, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of Ian's success can be, you know, attributed to Matthew's help. But Matthew alone was phenomenal for us this year. You know, Ian set the school record in the 500 early in the season at the Edgewood meet, and I noticed Matthew kind of taking a long look at the clock and checking that time out. And so I think that served as motivation for him. But he was just sensational at the end of the season for us, and All-American time in the 100 fly and the school record. He's kind of coming into his own, and he's not done yet, so we expect great things from him.
And you know, we look at the list, Matt Thauer, Matt Grogg, Wes Webb, I mean, just naming a few that were named HT's swimmers, first and second team, Elijah Earl and Grant Burley. Talk a little about the collectiveness and the competitiveness, and now that they have been, even on those relay teams that finished very well, sixth and eighth, I believe, at the state, just the experience that they have under their belts now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, at the sectional, we needed those guys to swim big for us, the Wesley Webbs, the Max Groggs, those guys, and they did. And we ended up with, I think, all but one, I think 23 out of 24 swims in the finals at the sectional, which ultimately led to these guys getting that state experience. And so for, you know, we had Grant Burley, first swim at state, Wesley Webb, Max Grogg, Kyle Massengale. These were all guys that got their first state meet experience, and it's you can't teach that in practice. They got to be there to experience that. So that's one reason why we're confident for the future.
Kyle Massengale, another one that's a junior. He'll be a senior. He was fourth at the sectional in the 53, and just a lot of guys getting involved. And, again, we look it over on the girls, and we're going to talk with Ian here in a second. And Gabby Agostino, who's the diving coach for Bloomington South, and she manufactured an outstanding young lady that really persevered coming off of an injury, and all that Courtney McKean did was win Conference Indiana four times, sectional champ four times, and went to the state four times, and she saved her best for last. And I mean, like you said at the start, guys, you know, the teaching's there, but you got to have the kids and you got to have the want to, Candace. And this is a great story in the, on the girls' side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the one thing with the, well, I know we'll get to that in a bit, but Courtney came to practice every day wanting to just bring it. And Gabby did a good job of keeping her focused throughout the season.
How good can Jelena German be now? I mean, you said she, and you alluded to it, she's not in a race. She doesn't want to, I mean, she's going to win it. Mm-hmm. She wants to go fast. How fast, how good can she be? And we, you know, you, gosh, they have blossomed so early in their careers. This is why this is a great story. But how good is she, and how good can she become?
You know, the sky's the limit for Jelena. Okay. Just for the fact that, like I said, she takes, I think she's taking three different languages. She excels in school, and then she comes to practice, and not just afternoon practice, she comes every morning practice just like everybody else and still gets what she can get done. And future's pretty bright for her.
I don't know if we have anybody that likes to race more, with the exception of maybe Ian, than Jelena.
Yeah.
They just like to race.
Yeah, and I can't think of a worse injury. I know I was talking with Jessica Parado, who brought back the platform NCAA championship a couple of weeks ago, only a freshman. And, boy, I tell you, talk about where you guys are storehousing your high school talent. IU is on the verge of doing some great things, both men and women, with their youngsters. But she had a hand injury, and obviously in platform, that's but any diver, she had a foot injury. We're talking about Courtney McKean, and she overcame the mental and the physical. And I think she went out in that first meet after January against B&L, and it was like she was never gone.
Yeah, it was, you know, Candace said, you know, she never missed practice. I think after the injury, the first week, there were some frowns and a few tears. And after that first week, it was back to work, even though work may have been therapy. It may not, you know, she didn't get on the board for 8 weeks or whatever it was. But just the fact that she was motivated and she was there for a team, you know, I think it was really inspirational to the rest of our team. But what she did starting back, setting the school record, winning the conference, winning the sectional, winning the regional, and then place in the state, as you know, performing as well at state as she did, was really quite remarkable.
And as good as Manuel Guzman was back in the late 80s, Sabine Tafe was also as good in 87, and that's the record she broke that had been on the books for nearly three decades.
Yeah, great accomplishment, and really, you know, all the stars were aligned. It was senior night. It was her first night back, and it was just fun and exciting for us to watch.
Well, I tell you, it's been fun and exciting to watch you develop the program, Phil and Candace. And any parting thoughts? Now you're going to get a little R&R. I know, you know, it's 65, it's sunny. I know spring break's over, but you guys didn't have any spring break. You're going to be able to rest a little, Candace?
Trying.
Huh?
We're trying.
Go ahead.
And I'll tell you, as you mentioned, the future is bright for South Swain. And we have what we have coming in also in the next couple of years from our feeder programs that are with the local club teams and the middle schools is going to be pretty scary for Bloomington.
Now, how active will McKenzie be during the summer? Is that, you know, you get good, you don't get good from January to end of March. You get good, you know, training, making it almost a 12-month sport. How busy is her spring and summer going to be?
Hopefully very busy.
Yeah, and productive.
And productive. Absolutely.
She's practicing as we speak.
She's practicing? Well, that doesn't surprise me. When's Ray going to get a break? Now, you tell me he's up in north of the border?
That is correct. He's in Canada currently with Canadian Trials. So that's tough. Women's NCAAs, you're home for a day.
Yeah, I know.
He was home on Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon. He got up at 4 o'clock and left again. His time at home is short around this time of year, but that's a good thing. We wouldn't want it any other way.
No, and tell him his time with me is any time he wants it after he's back north of the border, and I haven't forgotten about we've had Drew on talking about those that outstanding stable of divers, but, boy, there's some good young folks, both swimmers, on the men's and women's side. You tell him he's always got a seat here at Yogi's, and I'll get a hold of him here soon.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, it was great talking the sport with you. And, Phil, best of luck to you.
Thanks,
and,
Joe.
Candace, thanks for coming on. We want to get the kids on, Courtney McKean and Ian Finnerty, and those two along the way, and a whole stable of young men and women student athletes of Bloomington South, making your jobs a heck of a lot easier. It's great to see.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll talk to the kids, and we'll continue along. You're listening to Sports Talk. Ian Finnerty, the two-time state champion, Courtney McKean, joining us next. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Welcome back, everyone. Live tonight, Sports Talk. We salute a two-time state champion, Ian Finnerty, everybody, is Bloomington South, the sports family. You want to give him a hand? How about that, huh? Courtney McKean, four-time Conference Indiana, four-time sectional champ, and her diving coach, Gabby Agostino, joining us in this segment as we continue along. And we'll start, we always go ladies first here, so we'll let you rest and, enjoy yourself here. Courtney, you heard some of the comments of the coaches. You have your diving coach next to you, but talk a little about your outstanding career. I label it with one word, consistency, from the standpoint of breaking in as a freshman, doing what you've done. But what's it all meant to leave as one of the heralded divers in South history?
Well, it's been a great experience. It's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot throughout all 4 years of high school diving, and it's just been a great experience.
When did you get interested in diving?
When I was in fourth grade or fifth grade, my sister used to dive, so I wanted to as well.
We'll talk a little about this injury that you had. No injury is timely, and especially a foot injury of all things, but you did persevere. Talk a little about being down and dealing with the mental, I guess. How'd you do it?
Well, at first I was really disappointed, and I was afraid that I was going to let my team down and that they were all going to be disappointed in me. And then I just came to practice every day to cheer them all on and just try to be a good leader for all of them and just work hard along with them.
Gabby Agostino joining us, the diving coach, a former All-American in Indiana. I hate to use the word former. You're an All-American. I don't care what year, what decade. It hadn't been that many years ago. We remember you diving. Gabby, talk a little about your experience hopping into the South program and seeing what these kids have done in the pool and off the boards.
Well, I have known Courtney since she probably started diving. I was diving at IU and saw her at club practice. Over the last couple of years, I've been coaching her, and I've definitely seen her grow as a person mentally, and she's physically very strong.
Do you see a lot of you, perhaps, you use that word, growing mentally? Sometimes it never really catches on with kids, as they grow up, 15, 16, 17, 18. Talk a little about what you've seen in that development of her and how it really influenced the process to make her what she is, and that's a four-time conference and four-time sectional champion.
Well, I would say this year she definitely improved mentally, especially with the foot injury. She just learned to have more fun and trust herself and be more confident. And I think that helped her diving a lot.
Courtney, talk a little about that aspect. And, it's not fun when you're down with an injury, but how'd you let's talk about your friend. And you've helped groom her and a young lady, Maggie Gates, who, like you, had the experience of going to state, her as a junior. But talk about that relationship. And does she keep you going? You keep her going? How'd that work out?
Definitely. Me and Maggie have grown a lot closer, especially the past year. We have dove club together the past 2 years, and just our relationship has gotten a lot better, and she's definitely going to be a lifelong friend, and we just help each other every practice and push each other to work hard and get better every day.
Talk a little about your relationship with Gabby. Do you see, I mean, you know, she's not that far removed of being an All-American 2012 with Indiana, but how's that relationship interwoven? She's known you, as she's said, from your early stages of being a Panther.
Gabby is a great coach, and I think she goes a lot far beyond the aspects of a coach, and she's a great friend and just somebody I can always talk to about anything in and outside the pool.
You know, you knocked off Sabine Tafe's near three-decade record when you broke back in after you got that foot mended. How rewarding was that, and how much of an accelerant was it as you then went on Conference Indiana champion, sectional champion 4 years running?
It was definitely exciting. It was one of my goals at the beginning of the season, and I was really glad that I was able to break the record and just have fun.
What are you going to remember most about your high school career?
Probably just all the people and all the relationships I made, and just probably growing in my mentality and diving and just having fun.
Well, it's tomorrow's April. You're a senior. You got your college plan set or anything like that yet?
I'm still looking. I haven't officially decided where yet, but...
Got some offers?
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep those secret, but let me know when you decide. So, Courtney McKean joining us along with Gabby Agostino and her diving coach, and Ian Finnerty joining us now. And, well, Ian, I just belated congratulations on what was and what is in your life. And you even got a little taste of what it will be on the international beat. Tell us about that trip down to Orlando, young man.
It was a different kind of meet. It was the NISQA national meet, and it was the first time going to a meet like this, but it was exciting. The pool was great. The atmosphere was different. There's two different kinds. There's USA Swimming, and then there's NISQA, just two different programs. But some of the top guys in the nation and in the world are there for my age group, so it was just a great racing experience.
You said it was rainy outside, but, boy, I tell you what, the competition. And we talked with coaches Luz and Cole about your flexibility, Ian, as you've developed into one of the best in the country, let's face it. At what age did you get involved in your sport? And you deal with a lot of different events. Well, what's your favorite event, the breaststroke?
I don't know. I kind of like all of them, really.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I started swimming around 12. I used to play baseball before that. We were looking for something different, so just started swimming. I didn't used to be a breaststroker. I actually started that around sophomore year in high school. So it just kind of grew on me a little bit. It's a lot different than all the other strokes. A lot of the other strokes, you can just swim them, and then you'll be fine for the other two. But breaststroke's just different motion, so...
Well, Ian Finnerty, the two-time state champion, the 100 breast, and also the 200 IM. That was a quick pool, but, you know, we go back in the winter. How satisfying, Ian, was it your senior year to finally take down Columbus North, whose swimming programs have been much heralded, and justifiably so, but first sectional championship in 3 years. That stoked the fires a little in you?
Yeah, for sure. Freshman year, I just remember beating him with that whole senior group of, like, eight or nine guys, and then next year we lost, and the year after that lost again, but this senior year it was great to get back the title.
How have you been able to develop your flexibility? You go down there in Orlando, and not only are you third in the long course, but you know, just to give you some idea, I mean, you know how you did, but be it the 50, the 200 IM, the 100 free, I mean, you were right up on board the 100 fly. Talk a little about that and how enjoyable it is to enter it mentally, because each race is different, and how you've been able to deal with that.
Well, I think mostly I get my flexibility because I don't like to stick in one stroke for very long. I wouldn't say bored, but I like to try new things. So it's good to kind of just spread out my lineup and do all the different strokes. It keeps everything interesting and fresh and fun.
Now, did Nick Wunder talk you into leaving baseball and becoming a swimmer? I know you guys were good friends, and he's doing well at IU, and you now will become his collegiate teammate. How close were you and Nick? Because you guys got a lot of things done. You as an underclassman last year in the pool.
Yeah, we're really good friends. I mean, He was here when I first moved to Bloomington my freshman year, and he was just a great pal to have after moving. I didn't really know anyone, and he was right there with me the whole time. So known him for 4 years, and I can't wait to be his teammate at IU.
Well, Ray Lewis has welcomed you in with arms as well. You see what kind of program they have built under Ray Lewis's directions. How'd you migrate? You said you and your family moved to Bloomington at what age? Tell us a little about your upbringing.
I moved to Bloomington between my 8th grade year and freshman year of high school. My mom works for IU, so we just decided it would be easier on the family if we just moved down to Bloomington. I started swimming in Avon and just kept it going in high school for South.
Did you envision at any particular point of your career that nothing would be as satisfied as being a state champion?
Freshman year, it seemed kind of out of reach, honestly, but sophomore year, I got the idea in my head that I could probably do it and just kind of hunkered down and trained for a little bit. Senior year finally happened. So.
You know, you have made it, and Candace brought it up, and Phil brought it up as well, and we see this now developing, swimming, diving. It's become almost a 12-month sport. You just don't win state championships from January to end of February. The training, the dedication. Talk a little about that and how it's really influenced you to take the bar and to raise it where you've raised it leaving high school.
Swimming is so much different than like what baseball was. Baseball was just kind of springtime, and then you might play fall ball and stuff. But swimming, I mean, you don't get more than 2 days break if you want to be successful. When I got back from NISCA's, even then I took maybe 2 days off and started swimming again. So it's, you really got to want it to be successful in swimming.
You know, have you been able to step back and get take a breath and, young man, look at what you've been able to achieve? Almost all of the school records, seven of them that you hold, eight-time All-American, 13-time state finalist. Has it sunk in yet?
It has. It's been a great experience, and I mean, I'm a person that always is striving for the next goal, and I mean, until 2016 is over, the Olympic trials, then I'll probably look back and see what I've done the past 2 or 3 years. Reflect on it.
Well, no question, and we brought that same question up to Jennifer, Jessica Parado. She's thinking the same things, Rio. She even had the number of days on her calendar. I think now it's 486 days till 2016. Talk a little about what this experience now, being on that national USA under-18 team, will do for you, and what have they told you about the competition and the steps forward?
It's going to be a great experience for me. It's going to be my first international meet. A lot of kids at the national level, like the top guys, have had this international experience. I'm one of the few that hasn't. And it's the people we're going to be racing, we're actually going to be racing the Irish senior national team. So they'll all be above the age of 18. And it's going to just be great racing experience for all of us.
You know, you mentioned that, but you got a good experience about how the collegiate level will be this past summer. Was it Greensboro when you were kind of swimming unattached, but yet too swimming with some of your future teammates?
Yes.
What was that? What that experience do for your career and your maturity?
I think that was the eye opener. Really, we went down there. It was my first national meet. I wasn't swimming against 18 and under, 17-year-olds. I was really swimming against, like, Nathan Adrian was there, an Olympian. Yeah. So.
Well, and, we talk a little about it, and we were bringing up Matthew Jordan, and you didn't have Nick around to, push you, but you guys really worked together, and here is, you're leaving South High School, but this high school is in very good shape, both boys and girls, and Jordan is turned out to be a heck of a buddy for you. He kept pushing you, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little about that relationship.
Ever since Matthew got here his freshman year, we've been pretty good friends. I mean, always in the pool racing each other. He's somebody that is always trying to hang on in every single set. Like, even when we do some breaststroke stuff, he'd always want to be right there with me. He's not necessarily a breaststroker, but he can still hang on, still do better than most people I've seen. So.
Well, have you decided the course of study? I know it's young, I mean, you haven't graduated yet from high school, but that's right down the road with April tomorrow. But your field of endeavor, study-wise at IU?
I'd like to pursue a physics degree at IU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is something way above my spectrum, but we know you'll be a success in that as well as the pool. But your thoughts about swimming for Coach Lewis and continuing to take that program. They ended up 12th this year in the national championships on the men's side. What do you envision as a collegian?
I think it's first going to be a great experience. I know a lot of the guys after training with them over the summer. It's a very, very young team. So we're going to move up no matter what. I mean, and hopefully freshman year, maybe knock out a Big Ten title first year, 100 breast. I mean, Ray is coached one of the best breaststrokers in the world right now, Cody Miller. Yeah. So I'd definitely be in good hands.
Well, and you are in good hands, and you left high school, Bloomington South High School, in great hands. Ian, we salute you. Two-time state champion Ian Finnerty joining us and Courtney McKean. And we'll be back to close out things. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Well, that's why I've been in it as long as I have. It never gets old. And when you have an opportunity to talk to budding collegians, two-time state champions, and their outstanding coaches, the ones that teach them, that's what local sports is all about. Hey, don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls at 6. And, boy, how about, and we thank Meineke Car Care Center. We solicited their help because they have sponsored the road to the Final Four. Well, we have reached the Final Four, and it comes on Saturday. We thank Meineke for their sponsorship. 4:30 coverage on Saturday. Of course, the national championship game on Monday. Don't forget, let's see, we try to get an update here. Kentucky, Indiana, 7-7. They're playing the Wildcats down in Lexington. But the home Big Ten opener is coming up Friday out at the Bart at 6:05 against Michigan all weekend long. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6 o'clock. And FYI, a week from tomorrow, going to be April the 8th, the first of 115 Cincinnati Reds games here on the airwaves. They'll be taking on the Pirates. Our Employee of the Week out at shortstop is Kathy Schultz. And our thanks tonight to our producers, Joanna and Mike Lascott, here at the Yogi's and Austin Thomas high atop One City Center. That'll be about the story as we, again, thank Phil Cole and also Candace Luz, Ian Finnerty, and Courtney McKean, Gabby Agostino as well for joining us on a night to put the cap on an outstanding swimming season, swimming and diving, both boys and girls, down on the south side. Until next week, you've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone.